Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. A new report says U.S. sales of recorded music rose last year for the first time in 6 years. Not by much, but still it's a positive sign for an industry that's been hurt by free music downloads over the Internet. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. And Tess, what are the numbers here?
Well, according to the International Federation for the Phonographic Industry, here in the U.S., recorded music sales rose by just over 2%. Worldwide sales actually dropped by just over 1% to $33 billion. But that's actually a far better figure than an 8% drop in sales that the industry saw globally in 2003. And bear in mind that these figures don't reflect the surge in buying music legally online. This is only sales of music that comes on something, a CD, a tape, a DVD, music essentially in its physical format.
And why did the sales increase in this country and did not abroad?
Well, analysts tell me it's really because of the success of legal music downloading in this country. Apple launched its iTunes in April 2003, and it's been a huge hit. So the theory is that legal downloading has kind of siphoned off some of the illegal file sharing, so there's more money being made. In fact, Universal Music Group, which is the biggest player in the music industry, they reported that 2% of their sales last year came from legal downloads, and that's as opposed to zero just from the year before. But most other countries don't have their own version of it, so if you're not buying CDs, you're probably still doing some illegal file sharing.
So what is the music industry learning from this?
Well, there are two main factors here. First, as we've been talking about, legal downloading. But there's also the music acts themselves. They did better last year. 8 albums sold more than 5 million copies, and that's including Usher's Confessions, Eminem's Encore, and the latest from U2 and Norah Jones. In 2003, there were only 5 albums that hit that mark. So there was just more music last year that people wanted to buy, and that helps account for the bump in actual CD sales. Tom Forte is an equity analyst with Morningstar.
The combination of the stronger performance in CDs and then emerging growth in legalized downloads, I think that the music industry may have hit bottom and be ready for growth longer term.
And he says certainly the music industry has to give Apple Computers a lot of credit for this, developing and marketing iTunes. But at the very least, the music industry, the recording industry, is playing along. And he also does credit the crackdown on both illegal downloading and music piracy around the world. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into General Motors possibly spinning off its finance division.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.